my grandchildren here call me, and they call me Granny too. So Granny, I tell you, I'm so mixed up on these bubbles, said there are bubbles everywhere I tell him. We see I have a nephew up at my coon's son is Bubba. My son over here is Bubba. Then I have a grandson they call Bubba. And there was a Bubba, wait a minute.
Lawler.
Yeah, this Bubba Lawler out there, you know, we've never called him anything else. And he said, well, just sit down here and I'd get me straight on all these bubbles. So I don't know whether he was ever straight or not. And Bubba Lawler was a fine person too.
Before, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, you'd send for a...
They used to have midwives to do that, but I didn't know anything about those. They have them. I mean, they did real well, you know, and they still have them.
When a boy and his father had the same appearance, you'd say the boy...
was similar, or resembled his father.
What about if he started picking up a lot of bad habits, like... his daddy hit the bottle and the boy, the same way they say, that boy sure
is
he's the what?
He's off of the old tree. He comes by it honestly. Wait a minute now, off of the old tree or something like that.
Okay. Now, a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
illegitimate child.
Then a child that's lost both his parents would be a...
orphan.
Okay. Somebody who would look after an orphan would be the legal...
guardian.
The child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a woman gives a party and she invites all the people, that her aunt, her cousins and nephews and nieces and aunts, things like that. You say she invited all her...
relatives.
Somebody might say... somebody might have the same name as you.
Oh yeah.
But they would be
not related at all.
No, they're no
kin.
No kin. Yeah, somebody who came to town from another place, they would be a
stranger, or alien.
Okay, if they came from another country, they'd be
aliens. That's right.
But you and I are
natives.
Native born.
Well, I'm a native Mississippian. I don't know whether you were born in Georgia or not.
Okay. You know, cars that have the sticker on the back of their car, I'm proud to be, what? With a flag up there, I'm proud to be?
A Mississippian? What is that?
50 stars on it, you know?
Oh, proud to be a native.
I'm proud to be an American.
American, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. A common name for a girl beginning with M would be?
Mary, Margaret,
okay.
Melissa.
George Washington's wife's name?
Martha.
And Jimmy Carter's brother's name?
Billy. He must be a character.
The first of the four Gospels is written by who? Who wrote Mark, Luke, John, and...
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Okay. What did they call it? Ms. Lee, do you know what they used to call a barrel maker? Did they have a name for him, a trade name?
Well, they used to say stave something.
Okay.
Not stave workers.
Remember that writer who wrote the Leather Stocking Tales? James Fenimore? Okay. Well, that's an old, those are, you have to go back a long way to know them anyway.
Yeah.
You wrote them in the 19th century. Cooper. Okay, if you saw a lady by that name, you'd say to her, good morning.
Miss Cooper.
Okay. Now, a person that you might trust to build